Distractions lead to compromise. This is the title of my sermonette. One day at work, this man, let's just call him a guy, was confronted by a supervisor. "Guy," he asked, "is there something wrong? Why are you so distracted lately? You're pretty much just sitting idle, and your coworkers are worried about you. You know, when a person is hired on this company, they're required to continually produce and advance." Guy replied, "My family has been giving me a hard time because I haven't been spending time with them on Friday nights or Saturdays. They make me feel guilty because I miss their children's ball games or plays or whatever they have going on. And it's making me feel guilty." The supervisor asks, "Oh, is this why you've been missing our Saturday meetings?" Yes, sir," replied Guy. "Every time I turn them down, they seem to get angry, and I don't hear from them for a while. It seems to get longer and longer each time. Yes, I am having a hard time with this. I do love my job. I just thought if I could please my family, they wouldn't give me such grief." The supervisor then asked Guy, "Well, have you been reading your employee handbook? It's a great help in situations like this. And you should be reading it every day. I can't point out enough how important this is. Throughout your handbook, this is explained in detail. Let's go ahead and go to your handbook. Let's open to Luke chapter 10, verse 38. That's Luke 10:38. This is an example of two sisters may help your confusion. "Now it happened as they went, he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me alone to serve? Therefore, tell her to help me.'" Here, Martha was clearly confused on what was more important as far as this whole meeting was concerned. She thought putting on a good show to serve, to make it look like that's her main goal, to serve, and how she looked serving, that's looking for reward. But her sister, Mary, knew how important this was. Let's continue in verse 41. "And Jesus answered to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried about and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken from her.'" You see, Guy, this is just one reason not to let anyone interfere with our Saturday meetings. And most of all, it's required for your benefit. So Guy's distractions with his family is leading to compromise. So he started missing Saturday meetings, which is required for this company to grow and learn. What else is troubling you, Guy? "Well, sir, I just don't think I'm the man for the job. Lately, I feel as though I don't think there are any people that even want to hear about our company, let alone join it. Every day, it seems as though these people purposely try to hurt each other. And most of the time, I feel as though it's directed at me. It makes me so angry, I just want to quit my job. But then I'd miss all my coworkers who really want me to, who I really want to be around, and I depend on them. Well, guys, let's go ahead and take another look at the handbook. Let's go over to Matthew 13, and we'll read 18 through 23. Yes. Matthew 13, 18 through 23. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches it away, what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives the word by the wayside. But he who receives the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, he who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. This is a time when the co-founder of the company spent time out in the world to try to convince people to believe in our company. As you will see, even he wasn't able to convince all people to join in our company. Some seemed interested, but the evil lust of the world took them back. Some thought they understood and was ready to take on the world, but when they were mocked and stepped on, they quit. The point is that everyone is not ready to work for this company. Look, guy, you have been here long enough to know exactly what the goals and requirements are. You know, when you were hired on at our fall seminar, you remember it was right after the pool party, you agreed to the terms of the job. Guy, this is what I see. You have let your attitude gone bad. These distractions had led to compromise, and that is leading to lack of dedication, which has led to laziness. You haven't been reading your handbook. You haven't been studying. This book is put out there for you as instructions for your job. You have become a hypocrite. You say you're a good worker, but you compromised, and you forgot the goals of this company. So now the people in this world see one of their own, and they don't believe. All they hear are words. Guy, at this point, you have a greater chance of losing your job and being one of those people you call distractions. Now, this is what you can gain by working hard always, studying your handbook and the supplementary booklets, which explain in more detail sections of your handbook. You will have a position in this company that will never, ever compare to any other company ever. Let's just take one more look at your handbook. This will remind you of the company rules on conduct. You won't be a hypocrite in anyone's eyes if you follow these rules. Let's turn over to Galatians 5:22. It's chapter 5, and we'll start in verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you practice this every day, no matter what, no matter who steps on you, no matter how many people in your family give you a hard time, no one can call you a hypocrite, and you will be fulfilling your job. And your advancement in this company will be sure. Like Guy, we do have a job to do, and if we let family, cares of this world, or anyone else distract us or cause us to lose focus, then we too will be compromising our position. Unlike an actual company, our calling into the family of God has a purpose. Let's work hard and fulfill that purpose.